Without further ado, I would like to have my good friend Hannah. I had asked different leaders. Yeah, Hannah. Hannah's going to come up. And Hannah wanted to share her testimony at some point this year. And since it didn't happen over the retreat, now is a great time. So thank you so much, Hannah. Can I pray for you?
Yeah. Okay.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for tonight, your word, and its transforming power in the lives that will surrender to you, as I've been able to surrender my own life, and Hannah has as well. So Lord, I just pray that her testimony would speak volumes of your wondrous work and the transforming power of the gospel. Amen.
Hi, guys. That is my name, Hannah, if you don't know me. In a little context for the few that have no idea who I am, I just graduated college a couple months ago, and I'm working as a nurse, and I help out on Sunday nights. That's me. I grew up in Columbus, Indiana. For those of you who don't know, yeah, great town. It's about 41 minutes away from here. It's really cute. It's really fun. We've got a lot of architecture. But really similar to kind of Greenwood area, and we grew up going to church. My family went every Sunday. I was dedicated as an infant to the church. And yeah, it was just constantly going on Sunday mornings, but I always like believed in God, but that was really it. Like my family just talked about God, like probably on Sundays when we go to church, and then every once in a while before meals, we pray. But that was really it for my knowledge of him. I feel like I lived a lot of my life kind of going on a retreat and coming back and having like a spiritual high, and then going on a mission trip, going on like a spiritual high, and then falling back into all these sins that I've been trying to battle and win over. But the reality was I really wasn't a Christian. But I claimed to be through a lot of my life, even though I wasn't. And so I was going to church, but I am a huge fan of sports. It was a big way that I connected with my father, and I did sports year round. So eventually that means I didn't go to church on Sundays as often because my brother also played sports. So God got kind of moved to the side in my family. And it was a huge, huge idol in my life. I lived and breathed sports unnecessarily. I really was striving to be a perfectionist in my life. And was really, I didn't know it at the time, but I was really just searching for satisfaction and joy and these things. I wanted them to last. So it was a lot of pursuing, like, in sixth grade, I cared so much about sports that it was like, I was like devastated when my season was over, even though I still won like MVP and my team was undefeated. Like it was such a great achievement. And I always tell people, I think I peaked in sixth grade basketball. After that, it was all downhill. But it was maybe a week of just like joy, and it was really just not lasting. So I continued in this kind of mindset, went to college, still claiming to be a Christian, and really like faking myself even with that. And was starting to realize that all these things I was pursuing were just not bringing joy. So I just started pursuing different things. Again, I just was success driven. So there was like a job on campus, a tour guide, which is like was my dream job. And I don't know why, but everyone else's dream job. So a lot of people apply for it. And I was like, I'm going to apply for that and win just because I'm awesome. And I did, which is cool. And that's part of what's really, like, honestly, a lot of my pride was building up. And like, I was really successful in the things I was doing. And it was like a lot of people were acknowledging that and telling me, wow, you're awesome. And like, you love people and all these things. And the reality, it was really not a great person. My heart was just not in Christ, and it was ugly, but it was kind of easy to hide when you just don't open up to people. So again, was just pursuing all these things, joined a sorority, was trying to be the cool kid on campus, and to some extent I was. But yeah, I was, again, just searching for things, and I was going to church, again, at the same time, because I was trying to live up to that title that I was claiming, but there was a day I was doing a Bible study, And someone very sweetly shared the gospel with me. And it's crazy because I grew up like you guys, going to church, going to youth group, and I heard it so many times. But this time, it really hit me that I realized that yes, I believed in God, but I also believed in myself a lot more. I believed that I was going to earn, to some extent, my identity and who I was, and I was going to some extent, like, it wasn't just him saving me, it was a little bit of me, and I couldn't let that go of just being humbled and realizing it's not anything I can do. So she very sweetly shared the gospel that it's not anything of my own doing, that it's Jesus' death on the cross and his defeating it and raising 3 days later that I am saved through grace alone. And it's a free gift. I can't earn it. There's nothing I can do to earn that. But I heard this, and guess what? My pride continued, and I was really embarrassed because at that moment I started to question if I was a Christian or not, which is really scary when you've grown up in a Christian household and you're like, how do I begin to tell people? I've been claiming this for 18 plus years. How do I now say, oh, jokes aside, I wasn't, but now I am. So I just kind of hid it for a couple months and just wrestled with that and didn't tell anyone and really avoided God even more than I had been before. And then finally, sin really was weighing on my heart, and I, for the first time, realized the weight and the separation that creates from me and God. And I finally broke down at a conference and realized that I needed to surrender my life to him. And it was really freeing. I finally realized that what peace really felt like. And I really feel like he just changed my heart since then. And I will say the first 2 years of walking God was definitely like honeymoon phase. It was pretty easy. I was just like thirsty for his word and was constantly wanting to share the gospel with my friends and family, and was just like gung-ho about all of it. But then, as he promises, sufferings do come. And I started experiencing some stuff that were really hard, and it really has made my relationship with God a little bit more just challenging. I had a roommate who was suicidal, and I had to experience that and for a long time, and that really broke me down. Had to do some biblical counseling, which was, for me, it was hard to admit that I needed help, but it was so good. God really used that to help me to learn how to process in a healthy way, and how to, when all these lies are coming in your head, to use his truth, his promises, to counteract that. Because I feel like a lot of times I have these moments that I start like, I'm like, these lies are happening, and it's almost like I'm arguing with myself, with God's word and prayer. And it is not easy to do, because there's a lot of things that I think that can really get you down. But I'm so blessed with friends and community that have really helped through that. So I'm really grateful for biblical counseling now. If you ever want to talk about it, I'm a big fan, and I will gladly talk about it. But I also had some other things where just a couple months ago, actually, this one really scared me. I realized that I'm really good at suppressing things in my life, down to the point where I suppressed like 18 years of trauma that I experienced as a young child, where I was actually molested as a child. And it was really hard to process that this past year, in realizing that, I don't know, it's crazy how someone else can do something and you can feel so much shame. And so it's been really hard to process that, and still processing it, which, just trying to be vulnerable and transparent to you guys. But again, it's the suffering of that that's really helped me to just be honest and raw with God, to sit at his feet and to lament, to cry, and to be renewed, and to somehow realize this, and to be scared because I completely ignored it for 18 years of my life, and to still feel that grace and that covering is just so sweet. And now I've started my job, and I'm so excited. I'm an ER nurse with Dawson, which is so fun. I'm sure you guys can picture that, but that's also been really hard, to be honest. A lot of people go to the ER that are broken, and hurting, and even believers who are hurting. And it started a lot of doubt in my walk. And again, it's like biblical counseling has just been such a blessing, because a lot of it now is these lies that are in my head of that Satan's winning, that, because it feels like I'm in the front lines of the battleground. I see a four-month-old baby who has a broken femur, who can't even think or do anything really, but completely reliant on their parents, who is now abusing them. And how do you worship God in that moment? And how do you find joy in that? And how do you continue on with a 12-hour shift? And then talk to, like, look someone in the eyes who's suicidal, and you feel like you're just looking at dead eyes, with a mother who's crying out for help, and they're looking to me, a 22-year-old woman who doesn't know a whole lot. So it's been very humbling, and it's really just deepened my relationship with God. It's hard on Sunday mornings to worship, because all these things I feel like just come in my head, all this doubt, but it's so sweet to experience worship, to be crying and frustrated, and hearing people next to me and the body of church coming together and just singing these truths and these praises. It is so life-giving. And it really, like, helps me just anchor in on God. So thank you, everyone, for worshiping on Sunday mornings, because it brings me a lot of joy. And it helps a lot, because it, to be, yeah, I just, a big thing I wanted this with my testimony is just to share my struggles a little bit, even, and how they have definitely challenged me and have grown me closer to the Lord, and have taught me a lot about his character. Because I think for me growing up, I looked at leaders and I knew they weren't perfect, but a lot of them didn't talk about the struggles they were going through. So I just want you to see that, like, we struggle, and I have a lot of doubt that I have to wrestle with constantly, especially now with my occupation that I willingly chose. But through all of it, it's so weird. And even it's cool, my coworkers have already kind of seen it. The joy and the peace that I do have is just indescribable. Like, it doesn't make sense, because it's him. And I really love him. And I want you guys to love him too. So, love you all.
That was really good. That was really good. Hannah, I appreciate you so much for your transparency and willingness to share your story with us. Is the other one on? The other one on? Now it's on? Maybe? Should I use this one or just go with this? I don't know. Whatever. I'm just going to scrap it.